The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Eamon, thank you very much. You're listening to The Hard Shoulder. Ger Gilroy is with me from Off the Ball to look ahead to the weekend's sporting action. We had Sonia on a little bit earlier, Ger, the athletics. Got underway this morning in Rome, Stadio Olimpico. Getting underway again in the next kind of, well, about 7 o'clock or shortly before 7 o'clock Irish time. The Irish in action.
Yeah, I think...
I think the evening session is starting around now.
Did Sonia...
You want to watch the shot put qualifiers.
Did Sonia say that she expects lots of medals? She's hardcore. She
tons.
Has
tons.
High standards.
Well, our last medal haul, record medal haul, the current record is 3 medals from Budapest, 98. 2 of those were Sonia's.
I was going to say.
And then Mark Carroll as well.
Yeah.
Got a bronze in the 5,000 metres.
It would be amazing if we could get more than that and it was spread out a bit. I think one of the things that's happened is the 4x400 mixed has just added this air of excitement to Irish athletics generally because we're good at it. Like, we've genuinely been good at it.
Yeah.
So obviously a large part of that is Rashid Adlaki is sensational, but she's not the only one. Like, Charlie Malzy has obviously been running incredibly fast times in those splits. And it's a really interesting new wrinkle in world athletics, which they have not been traditionally very creative about coming up with new events.
Mm.
And I think it's really helping. So I'd say people will be tuned in, and people are tuned into athletics in a way that we haven't noticed really in a decade, maybe even longer, maybe since Sonia was in her heyday.
It's 9:20 tonight, is that mixed 4x4, and it's straight to a final because it was done in some qualifying time. So they've only just picked the top 8 teams in Europe. And off you go.
Yeah. Obviously, the Dutch are really good at the moment. They've loads of 400 hurdlers and 400 without the hurdles who are astonishingly good.
Yeah, Femke Bol is one of the best athletes on the planet.
Yeah.
And then Clavers, pretty good as well.
So it's worth watching. And I mean, I think there's a chance to get excited about it. And because it lasts for ages, and there's the excitement of the handing the baton over. I don't know, athletics making a comeback, it feels like.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for it. I'm an athletics fan anyway. Unfortunately, you have to watch it on the RT player tonight. It's not on television. It's not on the BBC either. BBC are showing it on the iPlayer. So if you want to watch it tonight, you have to do it online.
Okay, I didn't realise that.
Yeah. RT have rugby on. See, so they can't show two sports at once.
Gotta have the URC.
Yeah, the URC
nobody
is on.
Show that. Now, you know, it's a real public service to show something that anybody can show.
Yes, exactly. So you've got to watch it on the player. Even though the morning session, anyway, we're going to go down a rabbit hole. The morning session was on live terrestrial television.
Yeah.
The evening session, when medals are actually won, they've put up on the player.
And we have a really good chance.
Yeah, really, really good chance. Anyway, we shall move on. Hurling this weekend. So, couple of big games. We'll begin at the beginning. Saturday night in Croke Park, Kilkenny against the Ducks.
It's obviously the big game of the weekend, right?
Yes, it is. I'll be there.
I think Dublin have a chance. We had Tommy Walsh on during the week saying he was really excited at the Parnell Park game in the round robin where the Dubs fans believed they had a chance and started singing.
Oh, there was a real moment in that second half and I was watching it and the person I was with, I said, we're going to be in a straight shootout next week with Wexford to stay in the championship this year.
Come on, you boys in blue was ringing around and Tommy was like, jeez, I was almost joining in myself. and I think there's a real belief in Dublin Hurling that the work that they've done over the last couple of years is showing some dividends, which was not evident really during the league. So there's a sense of a bit of a shot to nothing, but also a sense of actually if they were to win this, for example, then that core group of the team is really strong. They might get some of the footballers to waver a little bit. You know, we've been here with Dublin so often before. And whether or not, so Kilkenny have named their strongest team, Owen Cody, Adrian Mullen, they're named to start, obviously TJ, but are all three actually fully fit properly? I don't know. Let's wait and see. From Kilkenny's perspective, they really need the extra time off, I would argue, as opposed to going through the back door.
Yeah.
For Dublin, I think they'll be dangerous. And I think they've got a real chance. Obviously, the biggest game of the weekend is going to be the Munster Hurling Final. It's the three.
So that's in Thurles on Sunday afternoon.
It's the third Munster Hurling Final in a row between Clare and Limerick. The first year, I might get this wrong, the first year went to extra time, Limerick won by a point. The second year, Limerick won by a point at the end of normal time. And in between, obviously, Clare beat them in the round robin. And then this year, we're ahead of them in the round robin, going really well until like 55, 56 minutes or whatever it was. And then a deluge from Limerick got them over the line. So the two sides are very evenly matched. Tony Kelly's on the bench, named to start on the bench. Seamus Flanagan's missing from Limerick. They've named a young fella in the full forward line, and they still have really strong bench as well, notwithstanding the fact. So Donald O'Donovan's back, for example, on the Limerick bench. So it's very, very delicately poised.
But it's how much pressure do you feel is on Brian Lohan to win this? I mean, to lose three in a row.
It'd be Leinster-esque, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think these are now separate competitions, right?
Yeah.
Like, for example, and I put this question to Anthony Nash a little bit later, if this is the All-Ireland final, does Tony Kelly start? I think he probably does. But there is another game after this. And in a way, right, if you get beaten in this final, your path back to an All-Ireland final takes you through the Leinster champions.
Yeah.
Will Clare fancy their chances this time against
Kilkenny? They will. And look, they will. And if Clare ultimately win the All-Ireland, they won't care whether they won Munster or not.
No.
They won't one jot. But my point is, if they don't win the All-Ireland this year and they lose Munster again, I don't think it's not like the pressure on Henry Shefflin where people have turned around and said, what have we really done with Shefflin in charge? I mean, there's been progress. They've been one of the absolute best teams kind of on that level just below Limerick.
We did get into this a little bit.
No return, really.
Last few days, that there's been this kind of growing sense of people asking, well, what's the story with Lohan? Is he underachieving with this great group of players? And then you have to wonder, like, you listen to Shane O'Donnell, for example, say he did no hurling basically from the end of last year all the way up to the start of the league. He was given free reign. Not every manager has the confidence to say, you're one of my star players, you go off and you find peace and energy. He's turned David Fitzgerald into a hurler of the year contender. Like, not every manager is able to do that. And he gets no credit for that because they're playing so well. It's like, well, what have you done for us lately? Well, I turned all these guys into this thing.
Yeah.
Anybody could have done that. Could they? I don't think they could.
Okay.
Do you know, because they're so close, everybody's like, oh, well, what's wrong with them? They've come up against the greatest team of all time, or one of the greatest teams of all time.
The second best team of all time.
On the verge of being the greatest team
of all
time.
The second best team. Yeah, it's tough for them to keep running up against that second best team of all time. Ger Gilroy, I'm off the ball. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.